AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, Daniel. Good to see you.
Katie, good to see you.
First of all, what's the latest team news, head of Leeds on Sunday?
Not too much. So Christoph Zimmermann had his ankle surgery. He will be out for several weeks. But apart from this, more or less all the players are available.
Is Billy Gilmore back in contention for this weekend?
Yes, Billy is always in my head. So all the players have the chance to shine during the training week. And yes, don't want to speak too much about my starting lineup, but all the players are available, yes.
Now, after the heavy defeat to Chelsea, how difficult has this past week been?
Yes, it's always tough after conceding 7 goals. It's a result that hurts a lot and is then pretty painful. The first days are unbelievably difficult. Yeah? It's more like then when you've spoken about this, when you have analysed the game and you start also your training process, it improves. But of course, after conceding 7 goals, we need a few days to pick ourselves up. But since the middle of the week, I got the feeling so it's more and more we are not looking too much back. It's more like focus on what we will face in the future. And yeah, the near future is Leeds, and everyone is really focused on showing also response, of course, after losing a game 7-0. We know against such an opponent, sometimes it can happen. It's especially the top three at the moment are a bit on a different level on this level, you have to say. And yeah, if you're not there with your best performance, something like this can then sometimes happen. But yeah, of course, and it's also a bit like, yeah, you want to show some pride anyhow and also want to respond. And this is also the task for tomorrow, for Sunday, sorry.
And how are the team at the moment?
Yes, like I mentioned, so the first days we were all pretty disappointed and down after such a result, and you should be like this. So it's also important to feel a bit the pain and that it hurts to concede such a loss. But I got the feeling it's more like from day to day, we were then really focused and it's also not that we have raised the white flag. We know, so at the moment, yeah, just with 2 points after 9 games, it's not the outcome that we wanted to have, and especially also not a big loss against Chelsea is not such a result what you want to experience as a group anyhow. But we also have focused also a bit on the weeks before when we're there with more than decent performance, especially the Brighton game, also the Burnley game. It started already with a good defensive behavior against Everton anyhow. Last weeks in general we were definitely on the right path. Yes, if you then lose a game with a heavy defeat, it's a bit like you've lost, of course, your momentum. But in football, things change pretty quick, and we are focused and, yeah, want to win the momentum back.
Because Norwich City sporting director Stuart Webber says that everyone's in this together. So how encouraging is that for you to hear that you have the support during this difficult time?
I'll be honest, it was not that I was 1% anyhow wasting my energy and time to think about such a topic. So it's more like the only thing is more like I'm just concentrated and focused on helping my players. Yeah, we are more or less the underdog in this league, but we are also, I also spoke quite honest about this before the season started, that I got the feeling as a club we're much and are much better prepared than in comparison to 2 years ago. So it's still up to us to prove this also with results. So for a self-funding club like us with a bit restricted financial opportunities, will always be a big challenge to be competitive on this level. But I still got the feeling, so we've got a chance. And yeah, let's be honest, also the first 9 games, anyhow, it was also tough in terms of fixtures. So we had 7 games against the top 10 in the table. And right now, also period comes, we play also a bit against the teams who are a bit closer, nearer to us in the table. And again, each and every game on this level is difficult, especially for a newly promoted side. It's not a guarantee that you will win then the next five games or so. But we know that right now it's a bit like a crunch time period for us. Yeah, in this next games, we need to win as many points as possible. And the jury will be out after the season, not after 9 game days. So it's always where you are then after 38 games. And for that, we haven't given up hope. So we're not happy with the status quo at the moment. But we will keep fighting, keep going.
Leeds are struggling for form two at the moment. So how big of an opportunity is this for the club? As you've touched on there, it would be a perfect response to Chelsea.
Well, after losing 0-7, I don't want to speak about perhaps some weaker results of other teams anyhow. So we're always self-critical and focus on ourselves. On this level, each and every game is of course, a chance anyhow. And we are pretty respectful. We know that Leeds has done overall fantastic in the last 2 years. Yes, perhaps also not the best weeks for them in the bigger picture, but we're still pretty respectful. But we also know, of course, yeah, in home games against the teams who are also a bit in the bottom half of the table, we want to win points, and for that, of course, it's more or less like, okay, in this home games, especially after heavy loss, anyhow, of course, we want to deliver, but just because we want to focus on ourselves and even against the top side, like against Brighton, you know, we were able to win points at home, and it was more or less unlucky that we didn't win this game. And we know when we are there with our best performance, we definitely have a chance on Sunday, and this is what we want to make sure, we want to be there with a top performance.
And finally from me, Norwich haven't scored in the last 5 games. So as a former striker, what areas do you know need to improve to ensure that those changes are made this weekend?
To bring the ball over the line, if I'm honest. So yes, it was not always that easy. Yeah, I was a striker as well. So when you play against Chelsea, and then especially in the last 35 minutes, just with 10 players on the pitch due to a yellow-red card anyhow, it's also not that easy for a striker anyhow to score. In the games before, we have created also many chances, especially in the Brighton game. And I was always happy with our commitment up front, with our workload anyhow. Right now, it's also like to find then also the brutality in front of the goal to bring the ball over the line. So against Brighton, for example, we missed also a chance with an empty goal anyhow. So to be then really that concentrated and fully convinced and committed, it's never easy when you want to break the circle anyhow and have to score the first goal. And after scoring the first goal, sometimes the next are coming then a bit easier, and sometimes you also win the luck back a bit. But for the first goal, you have to fight. And this is also my message to my players anyhow. We have to fight all together as a team in order to score the first goal. And it doesn't matter if my strikers are scoring or my midfielders or my centre-backs perhaps out of a set piece. So it's important that we work together as a team in general. So put this Chelsea game a bit away. But before, we have worked unbelievably hard as a team in order to be more solid at the back. We have unbelievably hard worked in order to create more chances in comparison to the start of the season. We have done this. And right now it's also up to the team in order, yes, to make sure as a team to bring the ball over the line. And then we give ourselves also a chance to win some football games.
Thanks, Daniel. And best of luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Katie. Thank you.
Katie, thank you. Okay, Alan at Sky, over to you.
Okay, thanks very much. Daniel, if I could just take you back to some of the quotes from your sporting director, Stuart Webber. He said that the 7-0 defeat was unacceptable. I'm sure you agree, but doesn't that put more pressure on you as a manager?
No, not at all. So we know that, I know that I've got the trust. We're working together since nearly 5 years together, and in general. So we had an amazing time together. We have created so much for this club, and we, our relationship is always full of trust and honesty, and we are there shoulder to shoulder. And he was spot on. So 7-0 defeat is of course unbelievably painful and it hurts. And it's also important then also to be self-critical and to speak about what is not acceptable in such a game. Yeah, because we all know it's difficult. Yeah, to play away at Stamford Bridge, probably the most difficult task in world football. I spoke about this before the game. And let's be honest, yeah, if you come away and travel home with a defeat, 2-0, 3-0, everyone would probably say, okay, yeah, this is a normal outcome, but to concede seven and to finish just with 10 field players on the pitch and also with some individual mistakes that we normally don't do after being really rock solid in the weeks before, then of course it hurts, and then there's no time to search for any excuses or to complain about VAR decisions or referee decisions or something like this. And it's also due to be honest and quite also transparent anyhow also in our messages. And of course, for us as a group, it was not acceptable. And yes, you always have pressure on this level. We have the pressure to fulfill our targets and our achievements. And we're not happy with 2 points, just 2 points after nine games. We're not happy with position 20, and we're especially not happy with conceding seven in the last game. And so for that, yeah, of course, we want to respond, and it doesn't put additional pressure on us or on myself or whatever. So it's just a realistic judgment of the field.
I'm sure you work exceptionally hard on the training ground week to week, but what more do you expect from your team? Obviously, it's not all down to luck, is it? That there's something missing at the moment.
Well, we are always self-critical and honest, and also speak quite open about what we need to improve. Yeah, obviously, yeah, we have to score more goals. In the beginning of the season, was a bit more like to concentrate, also not conceding too much, because in the opening games we have conceded too much. But I think it's also we were also quite brutal, honest with us and our behavior. We're not happy with the Chelsea game, but it's also important to see a bit the bigger picture. So, in general, we had 9 games so far, and 7 games against the top 10 in the table. So we had 3 losses against the top 3, against Liverpool, against Man City, and against Chelsea. And you have to say, realistically, in these 3 games, our opponents played one level above us. We had no chance. So when this type of teams have a poor day, and you are there with your best possible performance, you have also a bit of luck, you can even sometimes grind out a result against this big animals on this level. We have proved this, for example, two years ago. But let's be honest, actually, and we have to say, these teams are a level above us. But we have also played then 3 games against the teams who are currently sitting in position 8, 9 and 10, Leicester, Arsenal and Everton. And these were tight games. So we have lost away at Arsenal with 1 goal. This goal was 5 minutes discussed by VAR. We have lost against Leicester with 1 goal. Our equalizer was ruled out, I think, wrongly after 5 minute discussion with the VAR. And we've lost against Everton in a tight game where the key scene was a 5 minute discussion of VAR overruling the referee decision and gave a penalty against us. So in these 3 games, anyhow, we lost this game. And it doesn't make us more happy that it was unlucky, anyhow. But let's be honest, there were tight games. We played on this level and we could have easily even drawn this game, or perhaps even won one of these games, anyhow. We had additionally 2 draws. Clean sheet was away at Burnley and also against Brighton, side who is sitting currently, I think, on position 5 on the table. And we had 1 really disappointing result in a home game against Watford. When, yes, we were a bit overmotivated. They caught us on the counter attack anyhow and won the game with 3-1 against us. But put this 3 games against the top 3 away in all the other games. It was not that we were played out of the park anyhow. They were all tight games, either a draw or a loss with 1 goal anyhow. So, yes, against Watford, we lost again 3-1, but it was also not they played us out of the park. So, again, it doesn't make us more happier. So it doesn't make us to feel, yeah, we've done all right so far. We are not happy with 2 points after 9 games. We are not happy with conceding 7 goals at Chelsea. There's no doubt about this. But it's also not that we are not competitive on this level. So we know that we are competitive. It's in football quite often about to find these fine margins anyhow. And this more or less like, yes, to add the first win would, of course, be an unbelievable confidence boost and would be also great for the table. And we know, especially in the home games, we have to deliver and have to make sure that we are there with a pretty complex performance. So to make sure that we have a game and we are really solid in defending, but also clinical in our finishing, and to get this balance right, this is the task. And again, not happy with the status quo, but also not like we have raised the right flag so far. We keep going.
It sounds like you're saying your season starts now. Do you really see it that way? Because you have had difficult games.
No, sadly, it has already started. And if I'm honest, we are a bit behind our expectations. Yeah, of course, we would have wished to win a home game against Watford anyhow. And yeah, with these 3 points and perhaps also one or two draws in all the other games, we would be in a much better position. So we haven't done this, and for that, there is a bit more pressure on winning points in the next game. So it's not that the season starts right now. Sadly, the season had started a few weeks ago, and we had a tough start in terms of the fixture list, in terms of late arrivals of some key players. So for example, Ozan Kabak and Matthias Norman were important players for us, just arrived after four games were played. So we have to be a bit more patient in these topics with as a self-running club. Yeah, we could have brought them in a bit earlier, but for Matthias Norman, for example, if we wanted him to be there for the first game day, we would have need to pay £50 million more to bring him in, if I'm honest. And we can't afford this. We know this. And we are always quite open and realistic with our challenges anyhow. And we know it's quite difficult, also challenging for us, and there's no guarantee that we will celebrate in the end of the season. It's difficult. It's a difficult challenge for us. But we are also full of hope and fully convinced anyhow that we will have a chance if we keep going. Right now it's also, we will have also several games against the teams who are around us in the table. Sadly, or thank God, the games against Chelsea and Liverpool and Man City are also over anyhow. So I think in the next upcoming games, with all respect also to these opponents, they are games where we will be more competitive also on this level. And again, so there's still a chance. It's not important where you are after 9 games. We are not happy where we are after 9 games. But we want to be then in a good position after 38 games, and this is our target.
I think that it's been mentioned there. You touched on it. I mean, Leeds need points. You obviously do. The fact that there's pressure on them, do you feel that will help you in these forthcoming matches?
I don't know. So for that, I'm also a bit too far away. I still think that we're sitting on position 20 on the table. I think the pressure is even a bit more on us than on Leeds in a away game, if I'm really honest. But it doesn't make any difference, if I'm honest. It's also like you have each and every game day pressure on this level. And even if you are successful in this game, then you have also pressure to repeat with a good result in the next game. And we know also this pressure. In last season, we had more or less a pressure. We need to win each and every game because we wanted to win the title anyhow. And we were capable to handle this pressure. This time, it's more like, we want to win points in each and every game. And this is, of course, also the home game where we want to win points. And it's not such a difference in comparison to last season. The only difference is, of course, after a few losses, the self-confidence is not on the top level. But this is what we have to handle. And we don't complain about this. So if you would be scared anyhow to handle also perhaps even a few poor results and disappointing results on this level, then we shouldn't take part on Premier League level. Then we should say, no, listen, we stay in the Championship, or even better to play in League One. Then we win more games than we lose, and everyone is happy and just praising us. No, if we want to achieve that, we earn the right also to stay longer in Premier League, we will also have to handle the pressure that sometimes, even not with the highest self-confidence, you go into a game, but you need to deliver a result, and this is what we want to do.
Just one final question from me, which is away from Norwich City, but Josh Cavallo came out, the Australian, came out as gay this week, and he said he feels relieved, he feels good, and he needed to share it. He's had a very good reaction. I just wonder whether you feel there's a fear factor in England, in the Premier League, maybe in European football, about a player who does want to come out as gay. They're often fearful of it, but then the reaction afterwards is always very positive. And he says his teammates have given him a great reaction. So do you think there is a fear factor around that subject and players coming out as gay in England?
Well, first of all, good that he was that brave, and good that he feels relieved, and it's a proof more or less that it's definitely the right decision also to come out. In general, so the fact that I didn't know about this topic before you mentioned it right now, it's more like this effect that we come more and more to normality, because 20 years ago it would have been a big, big topic in the media, so I didn't even realize this anyhow. And I think this should be normality. So in our times, we don't even have to speak about this. It's quite normal. It wouldn't be even a topic if something happens or someone would come out anyhow in football. At least there would be just positive reactions. And I think we are meanwhile also, as a society, in such a position anyhow that it shouldn't be a topic at all to speak about this nowadays. So for me, it's completely normal anyhow if a player also like comes out like this. And yeah, I think encouraging signs anyhow that we don't even have to speak about this.
Thanks for your time. Good luck on the pitch.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Paddy.
Daniel, how are you?
Eddie, hi. Yes, all right. All right. With a few points, yes.
No two ways about it. Sam Byram, first week, last Friday, he said he'd train fully. Not obviously suggesting he's in your thoughts for Sunday, but has he had another, backed up that first week, has he had another full week with the guys on the training pitch?
Yes, full week. Great development so far with Sam. So he was out for nearly 20 months anyhow. We still will be a bit careful, but good back-to-back week on the training pitch. His first steps to come back off. He's not a topic for the game at the weekend, but yeah, the longer he is with us on the training pitch, the closer he comes, and I'm quite happy to have him back.
And you may or may not want to say anything about Todd, but he went out and obviously Friday evening played for the 23s. Just your thoughts on him this week, what you've seen from that man?
No, I've spoken quite in length, I think, last week about this topic, and nothing has changed. I mentioned that it's more like the first topic is to make sure you need to sharpen up a few things. And first topic is also to be back and able to train 2 weeks without any problems. Last week, he was capable to do this. Had also appearances with our under-23, sadly, since 2 days, he's out with a back problem out of training. So, yeah, we'll be a bit longer road till he's then really a topic for us again.
Without going too much again back to last Saturday, but what do you sense amongst your players the mood is? Is it almost now, as much as you want to keep the negativity out of the camp, it must be very hard to stop it seeping in. Is there almost a bit of a siege mentality? And is that not necessarily a bad thing? That you, as a group, coaching staff, support staff, and players, almost, okay, we'll show you now. You know, can that be a positive thing?
Yes, that's right. And if I'm honest, I didn't want to keep the negativity out after 7-0 loss. So I wanted us and them, and no, also us and you know, not just the players, but also like everyone here, also at Colonia, also to feel a bit like the pain of such a heavy loss. Because it's more like when you feel the pain and the disappointment, make sure then, okay, you don't want to have this feeling at any moment again. That's also quite important. Of course, we do a reaction anyhow, need to respond anyhow. But it's also important, like I mentioned before, perhaps not to overinterpretate also a game and a loss against one of the best sides in the world. Let's be honest. So even if you are there with a top performance and Chelsea has a good day, you would lose probably the game 2-0, 3-0, and everyone would say, okay, listen, that's normal. But if then everything comes together, you are not there with your top performance. Chelsea has a really good day. You have a red card, plays an underload for 30 minutes. Anyhow, yes, such a result can happen, as hard as it is to take. Anyhow, but I think we had even on a different pitch result, anyhow, where Liverpool and Man United were involved. Even for a team on this level, anyhow, it could be happen. And let's be honest, Liverpool could be easily there with 7 goals. And I can remember also some other results in the last seasons anyhow, where team concede even more goals than just 7. But 7 is, of course, anyhow, it's painful, it hurts, you feel a bit embarrassed anyhow, it's you take it in your personal pride anyhow. That's quite normal. No one wants to get beaten 7-0, and then you have to accept also all the criticism, and you have to be self-critical, and this is what we were in the beginning of the week. But then it's also important, and I got the feeling, so especially from Wednesday on, we started also, come on, right now it's also not the time, the days of sorrow are over, and feeling sorry for ourselves and criticizing ourselves right now. It's, come on, focus also on what we want to do against Leeds, and let's not forget what has brought us also, yeah, some compliments and some momentums and some momentum in the weeks before. That was really good defensive behavior, also creating many chances against Brighton. And let's focus also not, of course, on the things we have to improve, but also on the positive things out of the last week. So, yeah, to be honest, against Chelsea, there was not so much positive to take out of this game. But in the bigger picture, there are many, many positive things also in the weeks before. And like I mentioned, so, yeah, also the fixture list that I told you against against Liverpool, against Man City, against Chelsea, let's be honest, they played one level above us and we had no chance anyhow. So, and harsh results away at Man City, harsh result at Chelsea, against Liverpool, the game was a bit tighter. I think 65 minutes we were on their level, but then in the end, it was also a well-deserved win for Liverpool with 3-0. So, but we have to accept, though, again, these three teams anyhow, they are at the moment one level above us. But in all the other games, it was not we were outplayed and we were not competitive. Even against really good sides, away game at Arsenal, away game at Everton anyhow, against Leicester at home. So it's not that we were played out of the park. So we have to concentrate on our strengths. And this is also quite important. And if we are there at our best, then we definitely have also a chance to win points against Leeds. And this is our focus, right?
Maybe to underline that point, I was going to ask you, Leeds ninth last season, everybody lavishing praise on them as a group of players, Bielsa as a coach. This season, one win in the league prior to Sunday, and they're deemed to be struggling. And obviously, they're missing one or two key players as well. Does that underline the fine margins, maybe outside of the top, however, top many, top four, top five, that it can turn quite quickly, both in a negative and a positive direction?
On this level, 1%. I think, first of all, you have to say, so Leeds deserves all the praise in the last 2 years. So they were promoted in brilliant style. They had a really, really good first season on this level. Quite often, it's also with the euphorism of promotion, and you know, then a bit easier also perhaps to perform. Second season after promotion is quite often also perhaps sometimes even a bit more challenging anyhow. And again, I think Marcelo Bielsa has done a fantastic job in the last years there. The club has done a fantastic job. And yes, on this level, fine margins can make a big difference. You know, and just 2 or 3 weeks can change the whole momentum. Also, Man United was praised so much when I can remember after Cristiano Ronaldo came. And you know, they had fantastic results. He scored many goals. And everyone was speaking about, right now we have the mentality to win titles. And then a couple of weeks later, everyone is punishing them. Even on the top end of the table, it's like this. And then even more, what happens perhaps in midfield or perhaps in the bottom half of the table. And we know that, with such a loss, and you know, against Chelsea, we've lost a bit our momentum that we had in the weeks before. But with a good result, you can win momentum straight away back. You can climb a bit the table. You can boost your mood and confidence. And again, we are not happy with the Chelsea game. We are not happy with 2 points after 9 games. But we also know that we have a chance, anyhow, with a good result, to change the things quite quickly. Anyhow, this is also why we are highly motivated to be there with a good performance, and even more with a good result against Leeds.
Just two more, if I can, Daniel. One on the Stuart comments. You said you didn't need to hear them. It's not really something that you felt was necessary from your point of view. But the fact he's come out and publicly shown he's got your back, that must reassure you, I would have thought.
Yes, but I know. We're speaking on the daily basis. I know what he thinks, and really, believe me, I always try to stay humble and modest, anymore. But I also know what we've done in the last 4.5 years with the club and how far we have developed the club. And not to speak about me, but I think also what Stuart has done with this club in the last 5 years is an incredible achievement. Yeah, out of club who was under such financial pressure, anyhow, he has earned also with his business, with player trading, more money than probably any other club on this level, even in Western Europe. So he has overtaken a club who was struggling a bit on championship level, and he has brought this club, anyhow, to 2 championship titles. So in the history of Norwich City, we have won 3 titles on championship level. Under his regime, we have won 2 anyhow, and with the 2 best seasons in the history of this football club, in last season and two years ago, we were playing in the Premier League, and we have many exciting young players under long-term contracts. So what has happened here at Colney, the infrastructure of the club, you can't compare this in 4 years. And I really have to say what he has achieved also in changing the culture and bringing values and the philosophy to this club. Really, for me, it's really the biggest achievement in the last 4 years, what someone has done in English football with a club, and this without external money as a self-funding club. And I think this really, some people may judge it in a different way, but for me, what Stuart has done, I think this is the most remarkable achievement in the last 5 years in English football, and he deserves all the praise. He has also spoken quite honest about, like, we're not happy with the Chelsea game, we're not happy with 2 points after 9 games, and you know, yes, and we are also self-critical, and we want to be better than in position 20 on this level. And again, so if he was also self-critical about our signing so far, he said so far it has not worked so much. I think also in this terms, I can't give him to more praise anyhow. He has done everything what this club has done with his opportunities, and also keep also a bit in mind what he has done. This is a big topic I know in the outside world. He's on the last year of his contract here at Norwich City, and we are promoted to the Premier League. And easily he could have said, "Listen, we risk the future of the club. It's my last year, perhaps here in this club, because I'm out of contract next season. Anyhow, we spent more money than we have. Everyone would praise him for great ambition. Anyhow, and if it works, yeah, fine. Then the gamble was right. If it doesn't work, yeah, perhaps I'm out of contract. Then someone else has to deal with it. No, he has brought such a sustainability and so many values to this club. So, of course, we needed to sell, anyhow, with a record transfer fee, our best player, or perhaps our key player, Emi Buendia, in order to bring all the other players in. And anyhow, so we are, as a self-funding club, always have to earn the money before we can spend it. Anyhow, believe me, Stuart would have wished, anyhow, for example, to bring Matthias Norman earlier, and I spoke about this. We have worked on this transfer for months. Anyhow, yes, but it's also not to deal anyhow sometimes with a Russian club and 6 weeks ago, they wanted 15, 20 million pounds transfer fee. It's a bit the same with our centre back. And we would have liked to bring them in earlier, not just after game day 4. No, we wanted to have them in and even in pre-season. And if he would have said, "Listen, I'm there with the last year of my contract, I spend perhaps even a bit more money. I do a gamble, then I get lots of praise, and it's easier from the sporting point of view. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, anyhow, yeah, perhaps we face the same fate like some other clubs." So with all respect, but some other clubs had other problems when I think about Derby County or Hull City in the past, or Sheffield anyhow, Wednesday anyhow. So Sunderland anyhow. There are many examples, and he could have chosen the easy road. He has chosen anyhow to bring even more values or more sustainability, and he always shows responsibility and is there like a shield that overtakes responsibility. And for me, this is also a sign of character and personality to let everyone celebrate you when everything works. Yeah, this is quite easy, but to be there and to stick to your beliefs and to your values. Yeah, when it's easy also to be criticized, and of course it's at the moment easy to be criticized. We are in position 20, we are just there with 2 points anyhow. But to still say no, we think more about the club than about his individual reputation, I think is the most remarkable and most praiseable achievement in English football. And in general, I also would like to hope I always try to stay modest and humble anyhow, but I would also like to think that I've also played at least a little part in this project. And just because we lose games against Chelsea, although it was a tough defeat, or Man City was a tough defeat, or Liverpool, I don't start anyhow to doubt what we are doing anyhow. So I was not running around 2 years ago. Let's be honest, also, when we won the championship title 2 years ago, some other managers who are right now, and they are rightly praised on Premier League level, and you all worked with me on a championship level and finished perhaps a mid-table with their teams. And I was not tempted to run around and explain them how football works anyhow. So not like this. But right now, I'm also not, because I have other opportunities, other financial opportunities, perhaps clubs with more financial opportunities. I'm not doubting myself and think right now, oh, we're losing football game anyhow because I'm too poor as a coach anyhow for this level. So with all staying humble and modest, so that's not the case. So for that, I don't need any backing anyhow. So I know about our situation as a club, and I'm so highly motivated to help my players, also to help this club with our situation to be successful anyhow. And if someone wants to criticize then some decisions anyhow, it's all okay. So as long as they don't criticize the players and the club anyhow, if this helps, all okay, I take this anyhow. So for that, I don't need any backing. So for that, I'm quite quite um, not happy with the status quo. Where we want to be, but I'm also not doubting anyhow what we're doing. So I'm fully convinced of what we're doing, and I'm fully convinced that we've got so much to give anyhow, and so much also to achieve with this club. I can't guarantee you anything, but what I can guarantee is more like we work our socks off, and we have a chance anyhow, also with these players. And again, I wouldn't accept if anyone judge about our new signings. They are not good enough for this level. And you know, let's wait a little bit. Let's judge us after 38 games. And if we are then not able to achieve what we want to achieve, then we could speak about we should have signed other players for £5 million that have more quality than the players we have signed. And you know, I'm fully convinced of Pierre Lesmelou, of Billy Gilmour, of Josh Sargent, of Milo Trasic, of Christos Solis, and of Ben Williams and all the others anyhow. So they will prove anyhow that they are good enough for this level. It will be a long road anyhow, it will be difficult. But believe me, there's so much spirit and also so much fight still within this group. No one has to think that at any point we will give up. Even hopefully not, but even if there's a poor result against Leeds anyhow, no one will ever see this Norwich City side and this type of players anyhow to give up. And for that, there's a lot of fight in this race. I'm 100% convinced of this.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.